tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627. You can get in and enjoy the conversation. Again, we have lots of Clemson recruiting class to break down. We will do that throughout the remainder of the show. We'll make way for Clemson basketball later. We'll give you some Clemson Alabama analysis. The ACC waxed the SEC last night in the ACC-SEC basketball challenge. That's big news given what happened a year ago. You know, and I was talking to Kwok about this before, and he said, yeah, I don't know if tonight's games are as good. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, it really doesn't matter. I said, because a year ago, the ACC got destroyed, and it basically ruined the seasons for the league. That ship has sailed. That can't happen now. I mean, even if the ACC gets whitewashed tonight, it still doesn't matter. The ACC competed. And again, I'm not sure that that's going to happen anyway, but the ACC, a lot of big performances last night. And then the other thing that was of particular interest was the degree to which Georgia destroyed Florida State, 107-73. Georgia's 8-1. They're a friggin' machine, and they have just absolute shot makers. They destroyed Florida State. Who is Georgia's only loss? That's right, Brad Brownell's Clemson team. And oh, by the way, just as a quick look ahead, I think Clemson playing Georgia was great preparation for playing Alabama. Now, there are some differences, and we'll get into those differences later, but I think in terms of stylistic play, style of play, in terms of tempo of play, in terms of pressure and things like that, I think it was really good that Clemson got to see Georgia before they go down to Alabama in hostile territory as apparently a 10.5-point underdog, 12, I've heard in some places. I like Clemson with those points, I'll just tell you right now. I don't think anyone's blowing this team out, and that includes Alabama, and that includes BYU. So I don't anticipate any of that. I would be surprised. I expect Clemson to compete. And whether they win or lose, look, it's a tough spot against a really good team, and we'll talk more about it a little later. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellow Mushroom and Clemson. Man, Nick's the man. Every year he donates in a major way the Tigers for Tatas campaign. And so you know the kind of person you're dealing with, and that's important. But that's not enough. This is the rest. If you need someone who knows the law and is actually going to be on your side, that's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get the help you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. When it comes to dealing with any sort of circumstance, whether it's a DUI, a boat, car, motorcycle accident, wrongful death, any dealing with any insurance company, you need Nick Lavery. You need Nick Lavery. DUI, if you're facing that, it doesn't mean you're guilty, but you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, any sort of accident. Listen, after receiving medical treatment and getting checked, the next thing you should do is call Nick Lavery. Don't talk to any insurance companies until you talk to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, kids make mistakes. Nick Lavery's here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, L-A-V-E-R-Y. Let me get to Butch quickly, and then I'm going right to the analysis, because that's going to take the rest of the show. Butch, how are you, Butch?
Fine, sir. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Butch.
Hey, thanks for letting me in, Walt. Hey, have they announced, like, where South Carolina's like predicted recruiting class is right now?
I think the last I saw on you was like 18 or something. Let me check. Let me see where it says. 18 in the list I'm looking at right now.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I was watching some ESPN college football, you know, the playoff thing. Well, tell me it ain't so that they're actually mentioning Old Dominion, I think. If Duke somehow beats and wins the championship, then Old Dominion somehow gets mentioned somewhere, I don't know how, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that, because first of all, I think Virginia's going to beat Duke, and so I wouldn't waste any time thinking about that. But I just think Duke's defense is terrible, and you know, but we'll see. I mean, stranger things have happened. I'm more interested, quite frankly, in the top of that poll, where or higher up that poll, where they moved Alabama up a slot, and I wonder what the rationale behind that was. I mean, I heard what they said. They said that it's because Alabama made a clutch 4th-and-2 play. I mean, I don't know what game they watched, but Auburn pushed Alabama around the last three quarters of that game and dominated the game statistically. And if Auburn didn't put the ball on the field 20 different times, 20 different ways, Auburn would have absolutely won the football game. So I don't know how they're justified to move Alabama up. But what I wonder about, and I think this is the one interesting thing left in this whole thing. I mean, there are some other interesting things. I mean, Kalani Sitake stayed at BYU. Maybe his team plays a highly motivated game against Texas Tech. We'll see. But I think the other interesting element is, why did they do that? Is it conceivable that they wanted to move Notre Dame closer to Miami so that if they choose to flip-flop it, they can, and or just to add intrigue to the process, which it was lacking? I think I may be wrong, but I think that's why it was done. I think they moved that to sort of, because they've been saying that Notre Dame and Miami are not the same thing, that Notre Dame is in a different class, and Miami is that's why Miami's the head-to-head doesn't matter. And when you move them back-to-back, now you're setting a stage for a different outcome. And I don't know how you would justify it in the end, because those teams aren't playing games. So I don't know. But that's what's of interest to me.
I'll tell you how, Walt. They doggone pushing for them extra spots to expand the playoff.
That's well, that's going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen, but they're just justifying it and writing it in stone more that, hey, this is why.
Yep, that might
be. You know, it's just garbage.
Hey, Butch,
I got one more quick question, please. My Army buddy from Connecticut follows UConn basketball, women's basketball. Uh-huh. He's got a question about the coach. He wants to know if you think he's going to retire after this year, or since he's got a whole bunch of freshmen, he'll stay for them.
Yeah. I think as long as Sarah Strong is playing at UConn, Gino Auriemma is going to be coaching at UConn. So when she leaves, I think that's when he leaves. I think that'll be the end. But, you know, I think he's going to play that out, because there's a chance he wins the national championship every year that she's there. I think she's that good, and I think this team is that good, and so yeah, I think if he really just wanted to go out on top, then he could have gone out with Paige Beckers on top last year. I think he sees more national championships, and I think he sees a chance to just further separate from everybody else, so that no matter what Dawn Staley does or anybody else does, that no one's ever going to come close
to
touching.
Goes down as a legend.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yep.
Got you.
Yep.
Okay, I'll relay that message, man. Yep. Thank you.
100%. Thank you, Butch. All right, we got to get to some of this recruiting analysis. Let me start with Naeem Burrows. Burrows is, I have him listed at 6 feet, 175. I have to be able to read my own notes, Ramona. It's the hieroglyphics. It's not only the scribble of my own notes, Ramona, it's the scribble of my own notes in the witching hours of like 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. and, you know, when the sun is coming up. But with Naeem Burrows, you're looking at a guy who's like 6 feet and about 175. Maybe he's put on a little weight since then. He ran a 10.6 400 meters, which is good. He's fast. He's athletic. He's explosive. You know, when you look at, you know, some of the past Clemson receivers, even in terms of Wesco and Moore, both Wesco and Moore were over 11.18 in the last 100 meters that were recorded, their personal best. Now, the Wesco thing is puzzling. I there are elements of that I can't understand because his 10-yard split's outstanding. So I can't explain his 100-meter time unless it was something he just, I don't know, didn't focus on, whatever. But just from a practical standpoint, in terms of speed, Broz is faster than Moore, faster than Wesco, at least from a track 100-meter standpoint. Look. There are people who get caught up in this notion of football speed. Listen, let me tell you something. When you have authentic track numbers, I look for track numbers in players, okay? Most times you can just see speed. Sometimes it gets masked a little bit, but most times you can just see speed. But I like verification. I like track number verification where track numbers exist, all right? Because those are legitimate numbers, okay? Those can't be fudged. That's not somebody telling me that, he runs a 4.440. Guess what? Everybody in the whole friggin' world runs a 4.440 if you go by that. And a lot of those are handheld times that are really like 4.7s and some other turned into 4.4s. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in actual track event times and preferably non-wind-dated track event times. Naeem Burrows is fast. He's 10.64 is fast. He has a competitive spirit. He has a stop and go. He has in his arsenal, he has double moves. He's a willing blocker at his size. And so when he gets a little stronger, I would imagine that will be proven even more so. I think one of the interesting things is that I see on film with him is I watched him repeatedly beat inside leverage coverage to the inside. That's hard to do. Well, we saw George Pickens of the Dallas Cowboys do that a few times against the Chiefs, where the Chiefs are playing inside leverage coverage, and he still beats them to the inside. Well, I see that on film from Burrows. That's unique. It's hard to have a guy playing you, a cornerback, playing you with inside leverage, and you still beat him inside. But I saw that repeatedly with Burrows. So I think that's important. And he doubles as a return guy. Dangerous return guy. Will you ever see him in that role? I don't know. Clemson has a number of guys in this class that have excelled as return guys, and Burrows is one of them. And again, he has the traits that a good return guy would have. This is one of the better players in the class. There's no question about that. That seems obvious, and it's obvious from the rankings as well. But when you watch him on film, again, a lot to like. Competitive spirit, willing blocker, you know, a term that's often applied to tight ends, but at his size, to be a willing blocker is important. You know, keep in mind, as I've always said, there are no big running back runs without wide receivers blocking. There just aren't. It's impossible. You get big runs by running backs when wide receivers are blocking. And so you have to have guys who are willing to do it, and Burrows is willing to do it. Like I said, competitive spirit, a lot of stop and go, that he's really effective on freezing defensive backs, some double move stuff, beats inside leverage repeatedly, which is a real plus. And because, again, that's hard to do. I mean, that the guy is playing you to take that away, and you still do it to him. You cross his face and you kill him. And that's what Burrows does on film. And then again, as I said, doubles as a really effective return guy. All right, we're going to continue this conversation on the other side. So far, we've covered exactly one Clemson player in the class. Let me tell you about Yoder's, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. They're the best. I mean, when they first came on, day one, I had people writing me saying, Walt, Yoder's the best. Yoder's the best. Since then, you've heard, you know, Bengal John and Rudy and others talking about how incredible Yoder's is. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building material, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. Look, With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday close. The website is goyoders.com at Yoder's Building Supply. Quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Zach, I'll get to you on the other side. We'll get back to the Clemson recruiting class breakdown.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for 4 generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, 4 generations of better rest built for your best game day.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltip, Tulu, Road Rage, we are back. Let me quickly get Zach. I have Zach and Zeke. What are the chances of that, Ramon? It's the all Z's. Zach, how are you doing, Zach? Good to have you.
I'm doing good. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I just saw where we for sure got Tate Reynolds coming.
Yes.
And how confident are you in his ability to start? I wouldn't say immediately, but fairly soon.
Well, look, I think it's still a major step to go to college football. I haven't yet got to Tate in terms of the analysis, but I will shortly. And so I'm going to save some of it for then. But, you know, look, you're talking about a guy who's physically ready. He's 6'2 and 220 pounds. He has a strong arm. He's a good athlete. There are a lot of things to like. It's still a major jump. The guys who can truly come in and play as freshmen. Now, there you may make a case that there were more of those guys this year than we've seen before, because there probably were. There were a lot of guys who had pretty good freshman seasons. And so from that standpoint, possible. And given the competition as it sits right now, is it possible? Yeah, I think it is. I would not rule it out given the room, given the quarterback room that we know it to be today, as of today. I would not rule it out. Do I think he's Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence? No, I don't. I don't think he's one of these, you know, all-time great guys that can just come in and from day one look like he's been playing 4 years. I don't think he's that. I think there's still some things that he's going to have to work his way through, and that's going to be part of the growing process. And how quickly he assimilates in that regard will determine whether he actually can be in competition for the starting job or not.
Well, looking back, and I saw a game on YouTube where he actually played and was starting.
Yeah.
Do you think that he could give Chris Denson a run for his money? To like, he has sort of the same like traits and qualities that Denson shows as far as like being able to run. He has a good arm, like you said, and just being able to like give. I guess would you say Denson is like up there as being like, hey, he's like one of the better options right now, even though he's not the. I want to go and get a portal quarterback, obviously. Yeah. I'm not in the camp of, like, sticking with the guys. Like, going and getting the North Texas quarterback.
Yeah.
Even though I think he's going to go to Oklahoma State probably, following his coach. But the dream would go get someone like him for a year and then bridge the gap for, like, Tate Reynolds, potentially. Seeing what I saw. But I just was wanting your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Zach. Good talking to you. Yeah, I mentioned earlier today that I'm going to go back and watch Denson's film again because I don't really care about the Furman thing so much. I want to see his film, and I want to see him throwing the ball. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I will do that for tomorrow's show and give you a better feel for that because, quite honestly, until I do that, I'm not being fair to him and not being fair to the nature of this potential competition. I still am of the opinion, as we sit here today on December 3rd, that the starting quarterback of this team is not on this roster. I think any other scenario means growing pains. It's just obvious to me. And I just don't know that this team can afford that right now. Because I don't know that the overall talent of the program is anywhere near what it was in, you know, around 2018. And if it's not, then you're talking about another 6-7 win season. Because I don't care who they are or what their talent level is. If they're not the talent level of a Watson or a Lawrence, then they're not going to win right away. I mean, there are going to be issues. And the reality is none of these guys have played at all. I mean, we have one game from Vezina when no one had any film on him. And, you know, and now they do. I don't think you're there yet. I think you have to maintain the integrity of the quarterback room. But I don't think that the answer for next season, as far as this is my personal opinion, I don't think that player is on the roster right now. Now, could it just be a one-year bridge guy? Sure, there are plenty of those guys out there, plenty of them. And some could come with their offensive coordinator in tow. Now, we've seen a lot of that in college football in recent years. Quarterback and offensive coordinator sort of transfer together. We saw it at Oklahoma this year. Zeke, how are you, Zeke?
What's going on, Walt?
Hey, Zeke.
Well, you know, the ACC jumped out to a 6-3 lead in this challenge. Nice wins by Syracuse at home.
Great win.
At home to a ranked Tennessee team.
Great
win. Nice
win
by Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe even better win. Yeah, maybe better when Carolina gets a road win.
Yeah.
And Duke holds court against Florida. But here's my concern, Walt. I'm looking at tonight's game. Now, we've got a guaranteed loss as LSU will beat Boston College because Boston College is terrible. So I'm going to give that one a 6-4 now. But, Walt, there's not a guaranteed win for the ACC.
Wasn't it 7-3 last night?
There's 9 last night.
I thought there were 10.
ACC went 6-3.
I thought it was
7 tonight.
All right.
9 last night, 7 tonight. But listen to these games, Walt. All these games are toss-ups to me. Louisville at Arkansas, that's a toss-up for me. Clemson at Alabama, that's a toss-up for me. SMU at Vanderbilt, that's a toss-up for me. NC State at Auburn, that's a toss-up for me. And Virginia at Texas, that's a toss-up for me. And then Mississippi State, Georgia Tech, that's a toss-up. So I say that to go if we – go ahead.
Well, here's the good news, Zeke. It's like, as I said before, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, all the ACC needs to do is win one or two or whatever. It doesn't matter. Listen, the ACC has already won. You know, and what I mean by that is last year, this league basically got swept away completely. And it was...
Yeah, they scored 14-2, I think.
Right. It was incredibly detrimental in the net rankings and everything else, and incredibly detrimental for postseason opportunities for this league. Well, we're already past that.
Yeah, I agree.
Now. We're already past that. The fear was if the same thing were to happen 2 years in a row. Well, that can't happen. That's over. So, in other words, Zeke, it's an old gambling saying. The ACC's playing with house money tonight, my man.
Well, two wins and you split. That's your worst case scenario. Two wins and you split. Three wins and you win this thing. And like I said, listen, Louisville could win. Clemson could win. NC State could win. And Virginia could win. You could win all those games.
Yeah.
I think tonight, believe it or not, I think our best games are tonight, Walt, because I think there's some really, really even good matchups tonight. I was surprised at how bad
Florida State
got drubbed. And Florida State really surprised me. But, again, kudos to Syracuse. I thought they played well the week before, came close to some big wins. I thought that, you know, they held on to beat Tennessee. Good win.
You know,
Miami, good win. I mean,
you know what's really unbelievable is that Wake should have beat Michigan out there.
They should have. I agree.
They really controlled the entire second half, and they had the game. They were up 7 late. That's the same Michigan team that then started blowing people out by 40 every game. And I watched Michigan play Wake Forest, and I thought, I'm just not impressed. And then they turned around and beat Gonzaga by 40 and win every game by 40. So,
yeah, San Diego State by 40 and Seminoles by 30. So, yeah, they won 3 games by 110 points against quality competition.
Yeah.
That was quality competition they were facing. But again, I think we got some really, really good games. I'd like to think Louisville could go to Arkansas and win. And what's interesting, Walt, is almost every game's a home game for the SEC tonight.
Yeah.
So, and look, I think Clemson can go to Alabama and win.
I totally
believe that. I'm not saying they will, but yeah. I do think they can win. And so, like I said, and if SMU could get that win against Vanderbilt, because Vandy's got about a 4 or 5 in their ranking, yeah. Man, that would really, really be good for the ACC. But, you know, so far, good showing, 6-3, and you're right, Walt, after a 2-14 debacle last year. Man, if we could get a tie or win this thing, man, that's kudos to the ACC. And you're right. Well, all this helps come March.
Right. And again, regardless of what happens tonight, the ACC has already performed significantly better than it did a year ago, which is, so, like I said, it's sort of a house money deal, and we'll see how tonight plays out.
Man, no doubt. Walt, as always, man, much appreciate you taking the call. Right, have a good night.
Good talking to you. Yep. And we're going to get to Clemson, Alabama. And, again, I am going to get through this recruiter class, all of it, today. That's coming. Trust me. Watering the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors. Call my friends at Canty. Windows that are hard to open, call Canty. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. All right, I'm going to have to turn my attention exclusively to this now. It's going to just be me talking for the next hour, all right, because I'm not going to be able to take any more calls because we're not going to get to it. We have too much to get to. So I appreciate everybody who's called already. You could just sit back and be the passenger for the next hour now because we've got to move. All right, the next guy on my list is Kentavion Anderson, the safety from Dorman, 6'2", 195 pounds. He is a physical downhill box safety type. Now, there's not a lot of call for box safety types in the way that the game is played, but that's the thing that jumps out at you, his physicality. He diagnoses quickly. He explodes downhill. He's a form tackler. And I did see him in some man coverage, some zone coverage. He fared pretty well in that regard. The dilemma is in sort of watching them play a really aggressive scheme, and Anderson is in that scheme is playing downhill a lot. I mean, like quite honestly, when you watch him play, you can imagine him being an outside linebacker in some schemes. If he grew up into 225 pounds, you could imagine him being that in terms of how he plays. But here's the but: he ran a 10.88. This is a good but. This is a Kim Kardashian butt before the after the is it which of these better it's after the what? Transformation right after the transformation would be good butt no the second transformation after
to not do it at all is probably the best thing.
Yeah, after some of it was drained.
Ew, okay.
So it's the good butt. 10.88 and 22.47 in the 200 meters. So those are both good times for big body safety. I really like what I see out of Kentavion Anderson. Again, very, 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 very physical, form tackling safety, knows how to play, diagnoses quickly, sees things, gets to the ball, plays downhill. I'd like to see more of him in coverage. You're certainly going to see that here. But he has the athletic tools to be able to do that. I didn't find enough on film to be able to fully evaluate him in that regard. But look, I'm just guessing from his athletic ability, from his track numbers, from his overall athletic ability and physicality that he can handle the other elements as well. But again, I would like to have seen him a little more in that capacity in the film that was available to me. So, I think a really good get for Clemson. It was a, it, it was a, it was a must-have, especially given the situation at safety right now and the needs in that area. I think 100% must-have. And there's a lot to like with Kentavion Anderson. There's enough to like to think that, you know, he could see the field next year. I think it's conceivable. Walt Tulu Road Rage, we'll take a quick break.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Are you experiencing pain? Knee pain, arthritis, injuries, post-surgical recovery, hip pain, chronic acute, post-replacement surgery recovery, shoulder pain, rotator cuff, tendon issues, post-surgery, neck, back pain, chronic pain, acute injury inflammation, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, sprains, injuries, hand, elbow pain, tendonitis, arthritis, post-surgery recovery? Are you experiencing any of those pains? As you get older, you certainly do, but many younger people experience it too. Some of it's usage injuries, etc. I have an answer for you that's not only incredibly affordable, it's incredibly effective. And that's from our friends at Ortho Laser of Spartanburg. They're at 2555 Boiling Springs Road in Boiling Springs, which is a short distance from anywhere in the upstate. Phone number is 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Tell them we sent you. They're Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. And their website is recoverwithlight.com, because they are providing you with the best light therapy. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. The therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime, suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgery recovery, flexible treatment schedules, sessions typically over several weeks, depending on the condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. This is not me saying it, that's you saying it. Patients experience things like relief from pain. Only a few treatments for many patients can avoid surgery in many cases, like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. And who doesn't want to avoid surgery? Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash, credit, you can even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via a payment plan program called SunBit. Allows patients to split costs into 4 interest-free payments if eligible. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients often find the cost very reasonable given the benefits of the treatment. And again, as far as that's concerned, look, you can book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal with your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001. And their 6-visit package is under $500. And many patients experience complete relief in that time frame. So it's very affordable, especially when you consider the benefits you're getting. Again, the website is recoverwithlight.com, recoverwithlight.com, and the phone number 864-327-8001. Tell them I sent you, and good luck. They're just tremendous, and the reviews are exceptional, so go check that out for yourself. All right. I want to go back 1 second and on the Polo Anderson thing. You know, when I say box safety, I'm talking about that's how he played, and that's how he was often utilized. But I'm not saying that that's a limitation, because box safety carries some negative connotations, and oftentimes that has to do with the lack of athleticism in terms of coverage ability. You know, a guy who's just a physical downhill player and can't cover, doesn't have the athleticism to cover. I don't think that applies to Kentavion Anderson, so I don't think that's a concern. Chancellor Barclay is the next guy on my list. Interior offensive lineman, 6'4", 290, whatever he is. Played some center. There are some obvious things with Barclay. He plays with great balance. He's an easy mover. He has a strong punch, strong hands. He's powerful. He's aggressive. I watched him on the one-on-ones in Miami, and his level of aggression against quality athletes and his ability to stay balanced was really impressive to me. And he won most of those battles. He chops his feet. He gets to the second level. And here's another thing. This guy is carrying 290 pounds and does not look it at all. I mean at all. So as he gets even bigger and stronger, this guy is going to carry weight really well on that frame. This is not going to be one of your chubby offensive lineman types who sometimes carry bad weight or unnecessary weight. Not at all with Chancellor Barclay. Chancellor Barclay is a guy who is going to play, I think, from the start. I think he's that good and that talented. One of the most impressive players in the class overall. There's a lot to like. And he has positional versatility as well. I think he's most suited to the interior offensive line. But I think that he has the type of positional versatility that he can move. He could one day be your starting center. That would not surprise me at all. But as of now, I think he has a chance to be a physically dominant guard. Maybe a left guard, but I think a chance to be a physically dominant guard. And really, you know, when you look at this recruiting class and you look at the body types that Clemson has recruited, look, there have been times in recent years that Clemson has started guys at left tackle even who were barely over 6 feet tall and 300 pounds. And some of those guys played well in that role, but that's not ideal. There is a prototype for the position, and there's a reason for the prototype. You know, you generally want your left tackle, even collegiately. You know, you look at these programs like Georgia, for example, and places that, you know, look at some of Matt Luke's experience, okay? But look at places like Georgia and look at the body types that are playing tackle at Georgia. They look like they come out of a mold, and they're all, you know, 6'6", 6'7", 325, 30 pounds, and they're athletic, and they move their feet, and they have long arms. And arm length, people, you know, wonder, well, why does the NFL care about arm length with pass rushers? Because the arm length, first of all, the arm length allows you to control your opposition. So, in other words, if I have a 6'6", 330-pound offensive tackle with 35.5-inch arms, okay, he has a chance to physically control the pass rusher with his arm length. He has a longer reach. He gets into the pass rusher. He physically controls them. But if none of that works, the last bastion of the big-bodied, long-armed pass protector is that he can escort the pass rusher past the pocket just with his arm length. And you see that with some of these guys that Clemson's recruiting in this class. Like, even when they get beaten, they still have the arm length to be able to just push the pass rusher beyond the pocket, even when they're beaten off the jump with the first step. So, you know, that's part of the reason and the rationale for it. So when you look at some of these guys, there are body types in terms of where, listen, in recent years, we've seen Clemson. And look, offensive line has not been a position of strength for Clemson really ever. Not in recent years, okay? And I think part of it is this state doesn't produce a lot of offensive linemen. And Clemson's a national recruiter, but you win some of those, you lose some of those. Some guys get hurt. Some don't work out. That's the way it goes. Some don't progress the way you hope. That's the way it goes. But Clemson hasn't had the luxury that a Georgia has. You know, every time Georgia loses a 6'6", 330-pound, 35-inch-plus arm guy to the NFL, they replace him with the next 6'6", 335-pound, 35-inch arm-plus guy, and then the next one, and then the next one. It's just like an endless supply of them. Clemson hasn't had that luxury at all. Hasn't had that at all. I think what you're moving to with Matt Luke is the possibility that could be you at some point. In other words, where you're not always moving guys around and having to move guys around and playing guys at positions that they're really not necessarily suited for, I think given the nature of this recruiting class, that this could solve some of those problems. So in other words, when Matt Luke brings in a guy who's 6'7 and 325 pounds, that guy's not playing guard. Okay, that guy is not being brought in to play guard. That guy's being brought in to play one of the tackles. And you have a number of those guys in the body types. So it's not hard to sort of put these pieces together in terms of where guys fit. And so as of now, Chancellor Barkley is an interior offensive lineman. But again, this is a big, pretty athletic guy who at 6'4 and 290 pounds, and he's probably going to play at 320 when he fills out. But again, he carries that weight really well. And, you know, I think that as of now, you project him with the interior offensive line. But again, a guy who chops his feet, is powerful, carries the weight really well, easy mover, strong punch in hands, physically aggressive, a dominant force in the one-on-ones. Again, a guy who can get to the second level. There's a lot to like about Chancellor Barkley. All right, next on our little list, Connor Salmon. Connor Salmon was the first guy that really sort of surprised me in terms of I just didn't know what to expect from him. And when I watched his film, several things jumped out to me. One, you're talking about a bigger body receiver. He's 6'2", 195 pounds. He has good hands. They find his high school team found lots of different ways to get the ball in his hands. Any way possible to get the ball in his hands, they gave it to him. Once he had the ball in his hands, he looked like a running back. He looked like a running back with the ball. He runs like a running back. When you watch him as a receiver, he eats up cushion. And so, you know, I'm watching the film on this guy, and at the time I wasn't aware of any speed numbers on him, because that's what I always do. I watch the film first, and then I track the track. Then I track the track numbers. So I'm watching him, and I'm watching him basically run away from guys and run past guys. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he doesn't look like a burner, but yet he keeps running away from people. And again, they utilized him in every conceivable way. And so I knew that if he had track times, that they were going to be pretty good. They were even better than I thought. He ran a 10.44 personal best 100 meter, which for a 6'2", 195-pound receiver is flying. Now, that particular time might have been a win-aided time, but even his other times, they're in the 10.54 range, so they're a little bit slower, but they're still right in that range. He also ran, if I can read my own writing, he ran a 21, it looks like I wrote 18, it looks like he ran a 21.18 200 meters, which is insane. That's a great 200-meter time. So in Connor Salmon, I have a bigger-bodied receiver who will fill out more, who's already, you know, 6'2", 195, maybe he's more than that right now, with really good hands. And in high school, they found a lot of innovative ways to get him the football. Once they hand him the ball, he runs like a running back. He's aggressive. He's downhill. He has vision. All these things sort of come naturally to him. You know, there's not a lot of precise route running involved in what I was watching on film, so we'll have to see about that element with his development. But you're talking again about a guy who's going to play at probably 210 pounds at 6'2", and who runs a 10.4 400 meter and a 21.18 or 2.8, whatever my writing says, 21.18, 21.28, 200 meters. That's flying, okay? That's fast. That's a lot faster than any receiver who's come here in recent years, okay? It's a lot faster. It's faster than all the receivers I can remember in recent years in terms of what their track 100 meters would have been. So he was a guy who really surprised me on film, sort of jumped out at me, and it's going to be interesting to see how early he can make a contribution. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Is this the real?
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works.